I'm Don Roll, the director of the Student Center at Shepherd University. And what we have here is a carillon that was installed back in the 80s by President Butcher to play, and can be adjusted to play any hour or every quarter hour, every half hour, but obviously just plays every hour because otherwise it might disturb people in classes. And it plays from about 8 o'clock in the morning until about 10 o'clock at night. But it also plays some 8-track tapes, and it all is put into a carillon system that the actual are tuning forks that are the carillon that are in a box here in the third floor of the Student Center behind the ballroom that actually play the actual tunes you hear coming through the speakers. So it's an actual 8-track activates something in here that allows those things to be played like chimes.
You mentioned it plays on the hour between 8 and 10. What does it play on the hour?
It plays the, you know, the lead up to chiming and then the hour itself. So you could have it chime every 15 minutes, but we don't do that. We just do the complete chiming, which is all the way on the hour. And at noon, every day of the week, it plays the fight song. It used to play the alma mater, but the 8-track tape finally became unplayable when jam up, so we couldn't use it anymore.
Is this something you had to learn about as you became more involved in running the Student Center, I assume?
Yes, it is. I didn't know it existed until I stumbled upon it when I the first few weeks I was here. And then I fortunately had the manuals that told us how it was supposed to do, and found that the problem was the battery backup. It has a battery backup, so if there's a power failure, it doesn't lose its memory. But the problem is the battery backup wasn't working anymore, so it lost its memory. So when it loses its memory, it won't play. So I had to go back in and learn how to put all the memory back in to make it play and chime the hours and play the alma mater.
It's like a clock, basically.
Yeah, it's not like a clock, exactly. But it's an older electronic clock. And the same company's in existence, and we can replace it, but it's going to cost around $7,000 to do the replacement on this. We just replaced the receiver because the receiver amplifier was not working anymore. It was done. It was pretty old. So we had to replace that. And so we had to replace the digital part of it to go digital and not play 8-track tapes anymore.
And talk about that. I mean, this is really old technology that at one time was viewed as...
This is the best. Back in the early... I'd say the late 60s, very early 70s, 8-track technology was very common in people's cars. People would have 8-track players in their cars, and they would play their 8-track tapes. And of course, the sound on an 8-track tape is probably better than a cassette tape because there's more surface, more information on the tape. So 8-track is not bad, except that we've moved beyond that to digital. Yeah, way beyond. We've gone through several transformations since the 8-track tape came on the scene. It's now, we're now in a digital type format. We need to be in a digital type format in all the things we do, and this is not close to that at all.
Now you have quite a collection of 8-tracks, though.
Yeah, we have a lot of Christmas songs and popular songs from that time period. I haven't played any of them.
So tell me what some of the popular songs were when these 8-track tapes were bought.
Well, we have a whole bunch of Christmas stuff, but the popular songs, doesn't have the year. It's copyright 1979 on this, so that tells you how old this is. What the World Needs Now, The Sweetheart Tree, Born Free, Mona Lisa, What Now, My Love, Georgie Girl, Stardust, Till, Hello Dolly, Harbor Lights, I'll Walk Alone. That's from copyright 1979.
So this is sort of throwback Thursday right now here.
Yeah, it is. If you go back, you really go back. They have general songs, The Bells of St. Mary, Annie Laurie, Shenandoah, America, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, Come Back to Sorrento, Bluebells of Scotland, theme from Tchaikovsky's Piano Concert Number 1, and Santa Lucia.
You would like to see this modernized?
Yes, I'd like to see it brought up to digital status so that we could take advantage of playing various university types of music, including the alma mater and the new fight song.
But how do you feel about this machine?
I'm glad we have it. I'm glad it was done because I think it gives a distinguished feel to Shepherd University, and I think that's really important to have, because a lot of universities have something like this that plays. So it was a good investment at the time, and we just need to reinvest and try to update it so that it continues to play for future generations of Shepherd students as well as faculty and staff.